Why don't we try to start the meeting? If that's okay with people,
okay.
I'm going to ask. It is being recorded, as I said. This is the LSB Governance Committee. It's about 4:50 at this point on February 11th. And if Ralph can run down the list of who we had from the last meeting.
Okay, I hope this list is accurate. Grace Aaron, are you here?
Here.
Alan Beek. Moving on. Fred Blair.
Present.
Marisol Cruz. Ella DeSoto.
Present.
Very good. Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Oye Oyeyepo. Myla Reason.
I'm here, thank you.
Lawrence Reyes.
I'm here.
Lawrence. Good. Paul Roberson. What was that? Was that Paul? No. Polina Vasiliev. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Very good. Ralph Hawkins, I'm present. Kim Kaufman.
I am present.
Awesome. Sue Cohen Johnson, I heard you.
Here.
Very good.
Here.
Gotcha, Sue. Raymond Goldstone.
Yo.
Raymond's yo. Ruth Strauss.
Here, Ruth thank Strauss. You.
All right. Andrew Weiss. Don Wenger. Janine Rowan's
present. Thank you.
Okay, I'll just circle back. Alan Beek, Marisol Cruz. Oye Oyeyepo. Paul Roberson. Are you here? Polina Vasiliev. Andrew Weiss. Don Wenger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 14 members present.
This is Beth. I don't think you called Michael Novick. And
okay.
King Riley is also a member but not present today, as far as I know, maybe he's here. We haven't called him. Thank you.
Okay. 15 present.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
John Wenger is a former PMB member, LSB, but he has not attended the Governance Committee in years. He's a former Governance Committee member back in 16 and 15, but not since then.
Okay, thanks. So we can take him off the roster.
Got it.
Okay, so we had two agenda items tonight. One was discussion deferred from postponed from last week about the core and the committees. There is a motion that Janine sent. I think I just forwarded it again to a couple more people. And then a list of items and suggestions from Andrew Eisen for me. And then we also have to deal with the draft agenda for the LSB meeting.
Hi, Kim. Hi, number one, is there a written agenda? Number two, are there minutes to approve on that agenda?
Ralph, did you send around minutes from the last meeting?
I don't remember.
I sent you guys ready? Yeah, because I'm late. Do you want
to? Oh, is that Otis?
This is Otis, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you can put us on the stream, that would be great.
You want to be on the stream? Okay, yeah. You are on the you are on the stream.
Michael, would you email me the two agenda items you just discussed?
Or... Yeah, hang on a second. Good evening. This is it's about 4:19 p.m. on Friday, February 11th, 2022. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee. The basic agenda for tonight is that we will be discussing some questions about decorum at committee meetings in particular and in general with the local station board, given that so many meetings are now telephonic or remote, and also the agenda for our upcoming monthly business meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board, which is scheduled for next Wednesday, the 16th of February. The agenda was actually, if you look at the KPFTX calendar listing, you can view the agenda, which was called to order roll call consideration of motions regarding special rules of order and decorum for LSB committee meetings. Set agenda for the special LSB meeting on fiscal year 2020. Whoops, that was copied over from the last one, that's why. Set agenda for the regular business meeting. Kim wants to add to the agenda approval of the minutes from the prior meeting. Any new business and adjourn.
Mr. Chair, Bella has a motion as well. Submitted twice or three times. Also, Janine Ron submitted information that was submitted in December and was never taken out by this committee.
Yes, I said, sorry, before we came back on the stream, yes, we started before the stream did, that related to the question of decorum at the meetings, there was a motion from Janine that I think was sent to most people, and I just forwarded to a couple of people. I might not have gotten to Kim, so I'm being forwarded to her as well.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion regarding the funds I have spent on behalf of KPFK, including business cards that I'm picking up on Monday, continual support, double-sided, for monthly sustaining membership, etc.
Okay, so you want the governance to deal with that as opposed to the outreach committee?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said you want governance to deal with that motion as opposed to the outreach committee?
The outreach committee has already dealt with it, and I have began, again, some outreach members have made a couple of donations, but right now I am owed $280, and the balance for the business cards in English and Spanish is $93.33, a total of $280.
Okay, what I'm asking you is, Bella,
Mr. Chair, that is including the $107.80 I spent on November 18th or 16th for the town hall event on 11/20/2021.
Point of order. This is your agenda item.
All right. Bella, thank you for presenting it. What I was asking you is, did the outreach committee pass a motion asking that reimbursement? Or are you asking us to put that reimbursement on the agenda of the governance committee? If the outreach committee passed it, let me finish speaking so you understand what the question is. If the outreach committee passed a motion for that reimbursement, then we'll put it on the agenda of the LSB from the outreach committee. If the outreach committee
Since December, it seems you've been kicking the can down the road because you instructed me to bring it up to the governance committee. And I have tried three times. This is the third time.
Fine, Bella. We'll add it to the agenda tonight.
Michael Heiss for the stack.
Yes, what's under discussion now, just, I'm sorry, please, one at a time. What's under discussion right now is the agenda for this meeting.
Eric, Michael, back on that point.
All right, then, Michael, what I would just like at the appropriate time, if you can do it, I do have a question regarding this item being put on the agenda with regard to the expenditure of funds. If I can say it now in about 15 seconds or wait till later.
Just wait till later. Thank you. Eric?
Mr. Chair, Secretary has some information. I did send out the minutes of the last meeting on February 8th.
When?
6 a.m., February 8th.
Was that Raymond Goldstone asking when?
Yes, I'm sorry, Michael.
All right, please take note of Raymond's presence.
I don't have a complete list of members, so it might not have gone to some of the people who aren't board members. I don't have their information.
All right, Eric, I think, wanted the floor, I think, in relation to the agenda. Is that right, Eric?
Yes, Michael, that's correct. I'd like to add to the agenda for the LSB meeting upcoming the topic that was the subject of our special meeting yesterday, in one respect, that of consideration of a fairly crash program of underwriting of local businesses, appropriate local businesses in an appropriate way. I have some research I'd like to share with the members of the committee. If I could be directed to send an email to everyone, I can give you the background. But I think it's urgent, and I think the GM did not cover it, even though he had hinted that he would. So I'd like to put that on the table, at least for a brief discussion of a new business kind of portion or somewhere on the upcoming LSB meetings agenda. Thanks.
Is there any objection to adding that to our agenda tonight? Okay, hearing none. So we've added two items so far. Myla, you want the floor? Myla Reason, were you asking for the floor?
Yes, I was. I'm not sure that it's appropriate for one individual to put a proposal forward. I'm not sure. Should it not go through like the development committee, or it be, you know, should not this be a committee endeavor? I'm just wondering whether individuals should put this kind of proposal to the entire LSB prior to it going through a committee, but I'm not sure about that. I'm asking.
Ordinarily we do try to have stuff go to the appropriate committee as opposed to governance, but if something is either urgent or has been not around for too long, and we want to make sure it gets on the agenda, we have rough stuff here. Did you want to respond, Eric?
Yes, I want to remind people of something.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, okay, Lawrence, you're next. Okay. After Eric is speaking now.
All right, go ahead, Eric.
People will recall that he kind of went by kind of fast, but Mikhail said that he was available to take on the role of a multi-purpose GM. He reeled off the various potential tasks of a GM, and he included, if you're looking for someone who can do it all, including be a development director and so on, you found the right GM. Something like that. I'd have to re-listen to the tape, but it was a telling comment.
Please.
Yeah, please mute if you're not speaking. There's a lot of extraneous noise on the line.
I would like him to know that there's a sense of the body that he is perfectly free and welcome, from my perspective certainly, to bring us his ideas. He started to talk about that subject. He was a little ham-handed in, in my personal opinion, and I'd like to re-invite him to go ahead and put a proposal on the table, not necessarily, obviously, in instant fashion, but in due course with deliberate speed, because we're in trouble. Thanks.
Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, so, yes, but Lawrence Reyes is the next on the stack.
Thank you, Chair. So that's not that inappropriate of what Eric's proposing. Any member could propose something to the agenda. There's nothing outstanding or weird about it. So I support Eric's proposal to put that on the new business in the agenda.
May I be recognized?
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. I didn't understand your proposal initially, and I think it's a good idea to invite our GM to put forward a community underwriting proposal. Is that what you suggest? And do you have have you written your motion out so that we can add it to the agenda and people can review it prior to the meeting?
Michael, may I respond?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, the answer is not fully drawn, Myla, because I was expecting, based on some previous utterances of the GM, that he would have made that part of his presentation on the budget and ways to find revenues, increase revenues, and it was simply not there. So I did a little research in the aftermath of the meeting and so on. So I'm prepared to share some of the basics, which are not that complicated, and not just community, but local businesses as part of the community.
Okay, so
there's a lot of ground rules and all that, but the point is it's doable.
Point of order.
Okay, so I don't want to get into the substance of the topic. We will get to it when we get to it. I just sent everyone, I think, who's on this call and has been at meetings, I resent the minutes that Ralph prepared for the last meeting. So we'll add that to the agenda for minutes approval. And if you have a chance to look at it, you'll also see the open CC of pretty much everyone, I think. And if you want to send something to that list, Eric, with the language you'd like us to consider tonight, that would be helpful. Let's try to move on if possible.
I heard a point of order. Excuse me, I heard a point of order.
I think the point of order is about getting into the substance. Is that the case, or is it something else?
That's correct, Michael.
Okay, thank you. Let's try to, if there are no further additions to the agenda,
Now I have a point of order.
Okay.
Or a point of order. This is Kim.
Go ahead,
I have a request for information, I guess. Did we vote on putting this on the agenda or what?
Not yet.
Okay.
I asked if there were objections. I didn't hear any.
I didn't hear you ask that. So that's why
sorry.
I'm asking.
Okay. Are there any objections to adding it to the agenda?
Control of this meeting.
Excuse me. Stop calling out. We're trying to move forward. So if there are no objections to the agenda, including the two additional items that were brought up by members of the committee, we're going to go ahead with the agenda. So the three, I should say, because we added the minutes approval, and you just got the minutes.
Yes.
So
Secretary has an objection.
The yes,
last several speakers have not given their names.
Thank you. Okay, so please ask for the floor when you want to speak and identify yourself when you get it or when you ask for it, and we'll proceed. So why don't we say the first thing on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the last meeting,
uh-huh.
which many people did get. February 8th, and I just forwarded it again. Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
Wait, hold on a second. Are you asking whether there's an objection to putting approval of the minutes on the agenda? Is that your question?
No. We earlier added approval of the minutes to the agenda without objection. We are now moving to that item on the agenda.
I'm having so much trouble being heard when you ask for objections. I object to everything that you've asked. Are there objections to? I just don't know. I'm sorry if I'm muted or I'm not muted. But I object to the way we're kind of pushing ahead. And are you asking whether there are any objections to the approval of which minutes, specifically which minutes, are you referring to?
I'm referring to the minutes of the last. Okay. We'll back up in a second. Right now, on the question of minutes approval, we're asking about the approval of the minutes of the last Governance Committee meeting, which I just forwarded to people. Again, that was sent out.
I haven't had time to review, so I abstain.
Okay.
I move approval.
And who is that speaking?
Edmund Goldstone. I move approval of the minutes of the meeting of February 4th, 2022.
Okay.
The meeting of the Governance Committee.
Yes, the Governance Committee meeting. It's the Governance Committee approving its own minutes. So I heard no objection to that. However, Miley, you said you did want to object to the other agenda items.
Right. I don't object to approving the minutes. I just realized I did review them right after they were sent, and they're fine.
Okay, thank you. So there was a colloquy between you and Eric about the item he wanted to add. Are you still objecting to that item?
I think we need to see it in writing prior to putting it on the agenda. I don't want to approve a long presentation about it. I think we need to see something in writing prior to putting it on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
I really object to one person taking over this committee. Are you the chair, or is Myla Reason the chair? Is she the only member here?
No, but every member has the right to object, and if there's additional objections.
You are allowing this person to run the meeting, and this has been continuing.
Okay, Bella.
Chair, can you call the member to order, please?
I'm sorry. If everyone will just please stop talking and stop calling out, that would be helpful. So one of the things we're considering at this meeting is the question of the decorum at meetings. And until we get that settled, we have to be careful with each other about these things. So I don't understand what you're raising, Bella, but at this point, having heard only one objection, I think we're going to add the items that were previously listed to the agenda. When we get to them, we'll discuss them. And I would like to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the question of decorum at meetings. Regarding that, there were a couple of lists that I forwarded from Andrew Weiss, and I added a bunch of items. And then there was a motion that had been submitted previously, and I tried to forward again tonight. So I'd like to discuss the motion first, since it is in the form of a motion. And I'll read it since we're on the stream and people probably haven't seen it. Whereas due to virtual telephonic LSB and committee meetings being a necessity due to the threat of COVID-19, and whereas there have been formal complaints made against some LSB committees muting participants without proper cause, the KPFK local station board moves to reaffirm their previous meeting decorum policy of, and then it quotes number 4, upon a first minor offense, interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the offender a warning. Upon a second offense, a second warning should be given. Upon a third offense in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider depriving the offender of the right to be recognized for the remainder of the meeting. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the offender continues disruptive behavior, she or he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she or he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. So that was a previously adopted decorum policy that is being reaffirmed in this motion. So is a discussion of that motion.
I move.
Grace for the sack. Grace for the sack.
Thank you. It's not necessary to move it, Raymond, because it was made by another audience here. I just read it to everybody. So I have Grace and then Raymond. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, what you read is part of a resolution passed in an LSV meeting, KPFK LSV meeting of April 17th, 2016, entitled Meeting Decorum. And it includes that section and some other information. And there is also a Pacifica policy, which is entitled Zero Tolerance for Violence. I don't know if you're familiar with that as well. But I can forward this meeting decorum policy, which is the policy. We don't need to. This is the policy of KPFK until it's changed or canceled. We don't have to create anything new. It's still in force. So I can email these several things to you all if you'd like.
Sure. Did you get the OpenCC email with the minutes or a couple of other emails I've sent recently with some of these proposals in it? Because if you reply all, it should be mostly everybody who's on this meeting, I think.
Well, because this has attachments, I can, it's whatever. I can send it to this committee right now.
Okay.
Do you need to the staff?
Okay. I think Raymond wanted the floor first, and then Janine after that.
Michael, I was going to amend that which you read. However, I'd like to see what Grace sends.
Okay, thanks. So, Janine, then.
Well, there was discussion at the last governance committee about how we couldn't vote on anything at the last meeting because we hadn't been forwarded the items to review ahead of time. So, I mean, I think that in not holding up this meeting and coming up with an agenda for our next LSB meeting, it might be smart to just move forward with this portion of reaffirming this particular protocol and along with the other items that you forwarded. And then we at least have the groundwork to be able to, you know, add to it at a later time. Instead of like kicking it to another meeting. But I think if we were to get a new set of things to review right now, it would really postpone us moving on to discuss the agenda.
Thanks. Yeah. So, I mean, what.
How could Fred be recognized?
Okay. Hang on a second, Fred. What I read. Okay. So just to say, what I read was a motion that was presented previously, and so it is on the floor at this point, regardless of anything else that may have been approved in previous times. So I have Fred and then Beth. Fred, go ahead.
Thank you. I would just like to point out that motion on the quorum that you quoted and Grace commented on was voted on and accepted for in-person meetings and not for electronic meetings. And that's the point I wanted to make. Thank you.
Okay. It may well be, but at this point, given the whereases, I think it would apply to electronic meetings as well. That's the point. That's what we're discussing. Beth?
Yes, a few quick points. One, I support using the policies that we already have in place, including the previous one that Grace has referred to and the one that Raymond referred to at the last meeting, the current edition of Robert's Rules. And I don't see any need for anything beyond or in addition to or instead of that. Honestly, I've been hearing these charges of unfair selective muting now for months, and I don't see the evidence of it. It's not there. People haven't been muted in this meeting or finance meeting or other meetings for months. There was one very raucous meeting back in September where most of the agenda got jettisoned because of poor decorum, to the extent that it was supposed to be the first time that the general manager addressed us, and when his agenda item still hadn't been reached more than an hour into the meeting, he interposed and made his presentation. That meeting, I think, there were some meetings, but nothing since then that I'm aware of, and nothing selective. In fact, muting because of noise is a standard practice, both in our LSB meeting and in the PNB meeting, and given the nature of teleconference meetings, there are times when it's necessary. That's not the same as anybody picking on anybody else, a charge which I have yet to see substantiated. In fact, I have evidence to the contrary.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Point of information.
Okay.
Kim to the stack.
Point of information.
What's your question? What's your question, Fred?
The meeting that Beth was referring to is the October.
Point of order. This is not a request for information.
All right,
Fred.
I'm sorry.
Just a correction.
All right,
that's not a request for information.
That's not, okay, thank you. All right, just to review for everybody's edification.
I have the floor.
Not quite yet. I understand you want to speak, so does Kim.
So does Bella.
This meeting is evidence of the need for some application of policies to telephonic meetings. They are very, very difficult to conduct. Particularly when it's only on the phone and the chair of the meeting does not have the capacity to see who wants the floor. So people have their opinions about it, but this policy, as stated, says nothing about selective muting or anything else. It reaffirms the policy. So I have Lawrence, Kim, and Bella. Is there anybody else who wanted the floor? And I think Raymond is still considering an amendment, but we'll wait to see how he responds to anything else that's been forwarded.
Grace.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And Grace for this pack.
Okay, thank you.
This is probably more of a reason to really consider going to Zoom, because I know my recollection is very, very vivid that for 3 months there were people that were muted on the finance committee. At that time, the chair was Mr. Blair. So I don't know how people could have short-term memory, but that happened. I was muted, and a couple other members were muted for 3 months in a row. And I thought it was my phone. In any event, that has to stop. Even on the PNB, if you're going to mute somebody or if you're going to drop them out of the Zoom, there has to be a vote taken, and that was not done in the case of a director from Texas, where he was dropped off the call. So we definitely need to follow some sort of policy of decorum and some kind of process. And I think one of the things that's going to mitigate that is by us going to Zoom, because this way you could see, people could raise their hand, people could wave, whatever, but you could be seen. So that's what I wanted to say, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I have Kim, Bella, and then Grace.
Hey, I want to make,
if possible.
I want to make an amendment to this, that the language from shall not be recognized be changed to shall be muted. I mean, if you're on the phone, you know, to not recognize somebody. As you pointed out, this was designed for an in-person meeting. Since we're on the phone, you can't not recognize somebody if they're out of order and you know, are calling out. So I want to put that language of being, you know, after a vote or the vote to mute somebody.
Mr. Chair, Bella, I object.
The objections are immaterial, Bella. It's being offered as an amendment. We'll take it up.
Sue Stack.
So, okay, so what's on the floor at the moment is an amendment from Kim, which I think would be changing, depriving the offender of the right to be recognized would be to consider muting the offender.
Yes.
For the remainder of the meeting.
Or whatever the group decides on.
Well, it's in May. Upon
what?
The third, what comes says upon the third offense in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider. So the current language is depriving the offender of the right to be recognized. You want to change that to something along the lines of muting.
To being muted, yes, after a vote.
Yes, that we're talking about the vote. You ask the body to consider muting the offender means the body votes on. Should,
right.
So the question we vote on immediately. Okay, so that's what's on the floor at the moment. Is an amendment to the original language of the decorum policy.
Beth, with an amendment to that?
Okay, that's the way the vote. You can amend an amendment, but that's as far as we can go.
She just jumped the stack to do that.
Look at her stacking.
That's correct. So, all right. So, what I'm saying, however, is that the stack has been changed because we have a motion. You made an amendment. So now
okay.
We're addressing the amendment. So
okay.
The previous stack is what it was, but other people want to be on the stack to address that amendment.
Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I like most of it. I would like it to include more than just the chair as someone. I think any member should be able to propose that an offending member can be muted. It shouldn't be dependent on the chair's sympathy with that motion. Thank you.
Janine DeVisac.
Okay, hang on a second. So I guess we have to deal with parliamentary procedure and Robert's rules. What's on the floor at the moment is an amendment to the amendment. Is everybody clear on that?
Yes.
The amendment to the amendment is...
Myla?
The original hang on a second. Let me just clarify for myself and for everybody else. The original motion, which is Janine's, was to reaffirm the previous meeting decorum. Essentially, what we're now saying in Kim's amendment is that we would amend the previous meeting decorum by changing may ask the body to consider depriving the offender of the right to be recognized to may ask the body to mute the offender for the remainder of the meeting. To that amendment, Beth is now proposing that it say the chair or another member may ask the body to consider the muting the offender. So that's what's before us.
Well, can I make a language suggestion? The chair or another member of the body can ask the chair to do that.
I'm sorry, that's not what I understood Grace's, best motion to be. Beth wants to give the chair the power to do it or another member to make a motion to the body. So
this is Grace.
Grace, with a point of order.
And Myla is waiting to be heard.
Okay. Grace, what's your point of order? And then I want to clarify with Beth what her motion is, or amendment to the amendment.
Okay, my point of order is this. I'm not sure if it's a proper point of order, but nonetheless, I'm going to make it. The latest edition of Robert's Rules of Order has a section about electronic meetings, and it goes through all these types of provisions. Because in our bylaws, we are, if it's not in the bylaws or other special rules or resolutions, the default is to go to Robert's Rules. And since Robert's Rules has a whole section on this, I think that we need to review that before we start reinventing the wheel, especially since this would take precedence over any other solutions we have. I'm looking right in front of me at these this whole section of Robert's Rules in the newest edition.
I have a point of order to that.
Yeah, Janine's on the staff about that as well.
Yeah, Michael. All right. I'm going to rule that we have the right to consider a special order and that what's in Robert's Rules. That's the whole point of this discussion, was there was feeling that we need some special rules of decorum applied to our own practice. And so I'm going to leave the amendment to the amendment on the floor, despite that point of order.
Michael, either put me on the stack or let me clarify what that section in Roberts is.
Okay,
because
go ahead.
That section on electronic, protocols is not Roberts rules. They are suggestions from Roberts, that here are various scenarios that groups can adopt for their use.
Right.
So it's improper to say per Roberts this it, blah blah blah. So I'm just saying.
So all right, reaffirms the position of the chair that we are still considering these rules for ourselves. And
correct.
Correct. Okay, thank you. So, Beth, I want to check the intent of your amendment to the amendment. My understanding was you wanted to give any member of the body the right to make a motion to mute someone after several offenses. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't see any need to invoke the chair. So any member.
Okay. All right.
Point of clarification, please. Marisol Cruz here.
Marisol, yes. Welcome. So I heard two questions. One, the first was from Lawrence, the second from Marisol. So go ahead, Lawrence, and then Marisol.
Michael, can you hear me? I've been asking to be heard for some time now. Can you hear me?
He's following the call.
I'm trying to, at this point, the only thing that's happening is that Beth restated her amendment to the amendment. There are two questions about that, and then we'll get a stack of people who are talk about that amendment to the amendment.
Okay, so, Chair, it wouldn't surprise me that in Robert's Rules of Order, which is an iconic Kryconian military method of maintaining order, do they call the people that are in question to be muted offenders? And if that's not the case, then I will strike the word offending or offender.
Okay, that's not currently in order because we have, at this point, there are three items of business in the same thing. That's all we can deal with until we dispose of one of them. So your point is out of order at the moment. It also is not a proper inquiry. The other question for point of clarification was from Marisol. Go ahead. Marisol?
I want to know what, yes. How do you define offender? What is offense?
Okay.
What does
all
one
right
have to do to be muted? And I think we're embarking on some dangerous grounds. Are we not all elected members of the board? How are we to identify point of order. One of our colleagues.
Okay, point again.
So it, would that be considered an offense and then be muted for extended amount of time and then my voice not to be heard? What is this?
Okay, hang on a second. All right. You came in the middle of the conversation, so we'll try to answer it. But there was a point of order. What is the point of order?
Well, we're dealing with the two amendments first. And as you just said, we will deal with that word issue after we've dealt with the two, or at least one of the amendments. Okay?
Yeah, just to clarify, I don't know if you've seen all the material that was sent around by Marisol, but the language offense is from the existing protocols and decorum policy that the LSB has been functioning under for several years. And the offense means, as the example is given, interrupting a speaker and other disruptive behavior. So that's why that language is being used here. It's just quoting from a pre-existing policy. We're trying to apply it to the fact that we have difficult meetings because we're not in person. And it becomes more difficult, and the capacity to mute someone, which did not exist in a physical personal meeting, now exists in some cases, not all cases. I can't mute anybody on this call, for instance. And I've never muted anybody at a meeting. But it does. The capacity exists, and we're trying to establish a rule of procedure for using that power, and the point of this motion is to say it requires a vote of the body to do so.
I see. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm taken. Thank you.
Okay. So sure. So we're back to the amendment. Everybody is clear what the amendment is. At this point, the amendment is to allow members of the body to request such a vote. Discussion of that amendment. Did you? I heard you've been asking for the floor. Myla, did you want to speak to that amendment in particular?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, add the words by a majority vote. That's all. Just to clarify.
Okay, so, all right. In all cases, by majority, I think it's understood in this that it takes a majority to do it. Okay.
I just wanted to be explicit.
Sure, okay. All right, so any further discussion on the amendment to add the chair or a member of the body may ask the body?
Raymond of the stack.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Stack.
Okay, all right. Okay, you'll get a chance to speak, Bella. Hang on a second. Raymond and then Bella.
I believe that conventional rules would require a member other than the chair to ask the chair for whatever they wish to ask, rather than being able to make an undebatable motion without the chair.
Okay.
Janine would also like to be put on the stack. Thank
you. Okay, so I have Bella and then Janine.
As point of information...
What's your question, Myla?
I'm just if you could have Raymond explain his point just one more time for my edification.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Raymond.
As I understand the thrust of Beth's amendment, it would permit a member of the body to place before the body a motion regarding decorum. I believe that should be a request of the member to the chair to do that, that it is the chair's decision. If the chair does not wish to do that, I believe that the process ought to be a challenge to the chair's ruling, which requires a two-thirds vote of those present. Thank you.
Point of order, I don't think a challenge is a two-thirds vote. I mean, it's just a majority vote. But otherwise, point well taken from Raymond.
Okay. All right. So we had Bella and then Janine on the stack regarding the amendment.
And Grace.
And Grace, okay, regarding the amendment. Okay, thank you. Bella?
I will let Janine go before me, please.
Okay, Janine.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to mention that in the December meeting, Finance Committee meeting, I was muted, and not by the chair. I was muted by whoever had controls of Maestro without any instruction from the chair. So the idea that someone besides the chair, I think if we allow somebody to call for the muting of someone outside of the chair, I think we're asking for chaos. We sometimes have 15 people on as members of a committee. And I think we elect a chair for a reason. So that's one thing. Two, I do think that there needs to be a two-thirds vote because it's often a minority voice that is being pitted.
Silent.
And the third thing is that the difference between Robert's rules and this, what I'm putting forward, is Robert's rules doesn't call for a vote. It just says you can mute. So I think that's why I'm pushing for these protocols instead of Robert's rules. Thank you.
Kim to the stack.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I have Bella. I think she deferred to Janine, but was on the stack, and then Grace, and then Kim. Bella?
Yes, thank you. I fully agree with Janine. I believe there's an effort to sabotage the proposed motion from Janine and to continue the ongoing, which is becoming a really, really draconian precedence, especially at the Finance Committee and very soon at this committee and also at the LSB. The Finance Committee has been prevented from holding its business via Zoom for all the reasons.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bella. We're not discussing Zoom meetings at the moment. So please keep your comments to the amendment to the amendment.
Right. So I am against both amendments for many reasons that have been highlighted. And I feel that not that a member should not have the right to silence and promote a motion to silence the minority. It is often the majority that wants to silence the minority. Keep that in mind. This is how it's being handled now. So we have to change this paradigm. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I have Grace and then Kim, and then let's try to call, hopefully move to a vote on this amendment to the amendment. Grace, go ahead.
Okay, Kim is correct. What I mentioned in the latest version of Robert's Rules was suggested decorum or procedures for electronic meetings. I would like to say that there is a section in Robert's Rules that lays out exactly how disruptions in the meeting are supposed to be handled, and it's much longer, of course, than the decorum policy we're talking about. But just for your edification, I'll just mention this. It's a little off the topic, but I think it's worth mentioning. And that is that I bought a copy of a Kindle version of the latest version of Robert's Rules. And I'm able to access it on my laptop, and I'm able to cut and paste from it. So I am going to cut and paste. I just cut and pasted and sent to all of you all of the suggestions for electronic meetings. The formatting has been lost. That's unfortunate, but nonetheless, all the text is there. And I'm going to send you the whole section now on how to deal with this type of disruption by a member in a meeting and how the assembly should deal with it. Just in case you're interested. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Kim, and then let's try to move to a vote.
Okay, responding to a member's previous comments, in the December meeting, whatever meeting was going on was without a vote. And I did not sanction it as chair, and this is why we're reviewing this, and it should come for a vote. Number two, everything in Robert's rules is with a vote. And I don't know if it's the exact section that Grace is referring to, but there is another section in Roberts that deals with this kind of situations. And that's an undebatable call for a vote. And this motion is an undebatable call for a vote. And I do not believe it needs two-thirds, because if you look at the really ugly and largely unknown repercussions of Prop 13, one of the things that did was claim that the legislature had to get two-thirds of a vote to raise taxes. So this ensured that for the last, 40 years, California has not been able to raise taxes, okay? That's the downside of having a minority rule. And the same with the filibuster in the Senate, which we are witnessing, the ability to slow down any kind of, forward movement. So I do not believe that this should have a two-thirds vote at all. Roberts is designed to not let the majority dominate or let a minority dominate. That's why it's majority votes, except in rare cases.
Off to the stack. Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Off to the stack. I'm sorry, who was asking for the stack? And then I heard a point of order from
Ralph.
Ralph, okay. Ralph. Go ahead, Ralph, and then we'll take the point of order.
Okay, I read these sections they're talking about in Robert's Rules, and it's very simple. If the chair wants to mute someone for repeated offenses, they announce that to the body, and then there's a right to appeal. And that would be a simple, to overrule the chair, that would be a simple majority vote. So, the chair has the power. If you want, Robert, we can do anything in our bylaws beyond what's in Robert's rules or even contradicting it. So if you wanted the body to censor someone, maybe a two-thirds vote is a good idea for censure, but not for trying to override the decision of a single person like the chair. But the chair runs the meeting,
okay.
So they have to have that power. Subject to
okay.
appeal.
I'm sorry. All right. We'll just take that as a comment. Who
yes.
has the point of order?
I do, Raymond Goldstone.
Okay. What is it, Raymond?
Much of what has just been discussed is not germane to the pending amendment.
Yes, you're correct. Okay, so again, to clarify, what's before us is the amendment to add the language or a member of the body after the word the chair. The chair or a member of the body may ask the body to consider muting the offender. This is after a third offense at the same meeting, just to be clear. So that's what's under consideration, and I'm going to ask if we can just put it to a vote. All of this is extraneous to Robert's rules. It's a policy we're setting for ourselves. So the first thing would be, do we want to incorporate that language into this measure? So, Ralph, can you call the roll?
Request for information, Michael.
All right. What is it, Kim?
I apologize, but I don't have it in writing in front of me. Can you just read the exact language that we're voting on right now?
Okay, yeah. So the existing language in the original motion presented...
No, just in Beth's amendment.
Let me just finish. I'll do it this way. It's easier. Upon a third offense in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider. That's what's in there. Beth wants to add, after the chair or a member of the body. So it would say, upon a third offense in the same meeting, the chair or a member of the body may ask the body to consider. That's what we're voting on right now. Adding the... Yes?
Beth, with a clarification.
Go ahead.
I don't see the need for reference to the chair. I think it... I would like to propose that it read that any member of the body may request, rather than... there, because the chair is a member of the body, and I want to include all the other members of the body, and so... referring to any member of the body would include the chair and anyone else. So it's a simpler, fewer words, just for clarification.
Okay. All right. Beth, in that case, Beth's amendment would be to strike the words "the chair" and to say, upon a third offense in the same meeting, any member of the body may ask the body to consider. That's the amendment before us. If we adopt the amendment, that would be incorporated into the language, and then we go to Kim's amendment, which was to change the language after the word "consider." We'll deal with that later. So, Ralph, can you call the roll of the people here on changing the language in that way?
This is Kim. This is Kim, and we just changed the language significantly. So I would have a comment to that, and I would like to speak to that.
Out of order.
Pardon me?
I have a point of order that your point is out of order.
I'm just asking.
Well,
oh. Well.
Go ahead and ask for your clarification, Kim. I agree that that's a difference from what I originally understood. That's the motion being asked about what the motion was earlier, but... she's now clarifying it in a slightly different way. So if you have a comment,
It's a whole different motion as far as a whole different language as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I'm not on board with that. So.
Okay. All right. So nonetheless, that's the language that Beth wants her amendment to be. So we'll go with that, and people will vote it up or down. So Ralph, please call the roll.
Chair. This is Lawrence, point of information. Can you please read what we're voting on? I'm sorry.
Yes. One last time. At this point, what we're voting on is to strike the word "the chair" from the following sentence. Upon a third offense in the same meeting, it currently says the chair may ask the body. Instead, it would say, upon a third offense in the same meeting, any member may ask the body. That's what we're voting on.
Thank you.
If we vote it down, then we'll go back to the original language of the chair.
Okay, this is the secretary. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Alan Beek is not here. Fred Blair?
I vote
Fred
yes.
Fred Blair? All right. Marisol Cruz is not here. Bella DeSoto?
No, Marisol is here. Marisol is here.
Bella DeSoto, how do you vote?
No, Marisol Cruz is
Ralph,
here.
Marisol Cruz is here.
Marisol, okay. Marisol, how do you vote?
I'm voting no.
All right. Bella DeSoto, how do you vote?
No.
Eric Jacobson, how do you vote?
Pass.
Oye is not here. Myla Reason, how do you vote? Myla, your vote, please.
Passed. Did you hear me?
Yes, I got you. Lawrence Reyes?
I'll pass.
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary. if after someone votes, you can just acknowledge by saying that, you know, the name of that person votes a certain way, it would really be helpful. I'm trying to keep track as well. I'm not hearing some of the votes.
Well, for example, I can do that, but it slows things down.
It's pretty typical way of doing it.
You can do that after the vote, Marla, please. Let him take the roll.
Okay.
Proceed.
Lawrence?
I think it'll be...
Lawrence is a pass. Paul Roberson is not here. Polina Vasilyev's not here. Elizabeth von Guten?
Yes.
Elizabeth votes yes. Ralph Hawkins? I pass. Kim Kaufman, how do you vote?
No.
Kim votes no. Sue Cohen-Johnson? Sue Cohen-Johnson, are you still with us?
Don't hear her.
Okay, I'll come
You can't
back.
Hear me?
Now we do. How do you
Sue,
vote?
How do you vote?
Vote no.
Okay, Sue votes no. Raymond Goldstone?
Raymond Goldstone votes no.
Raymond votes no. Ruth Strauss?
Thank you. This is that the motion is that anyone can suggest that a person be quieted or that they suggest to the chair.
Ruth, listen. It's a motion that anyone can make a motion to silence a person.
Okay, the answer is yes.
Okay, Ruth votes yes. Andrew Weiss is not here. Janine Rowan?
I vote no.
Okay, King Riley's not here, so that's everyone. Michael Novick, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. One moment, please.
You had to go to the tabs.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. Eric Jacobson?
Reluctantly abstain.
Okay. Myla Reason?
Yeah, I reluctantly abstain as well.
Lawrence Reyes?
I'll vote no.
Ralph Hawkins, I'm going to vote no. Okay, I think that's everyone. One moment. I have 5 yes votes, 9 no votes, and 2 abstentions.